Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's a busy time of year, and I'm very honored that you would take a few minutes to visit with me. Today is Tuesday. It is December 12th, 12/12, and we are on trinket number 6, which I want to call the magic of the season. All right, as believers in Christ, we are taught not to believe in magic. And so I want to talk about that today. As you can see, I've got a little glitter on my eyes. I went for a girl's day with our Mary Kay friend, Jan Onstott, the other day, and I got this glitter eyeshadow. And, you know, I love sparkles. As you can see, I love things that glitter and sparkle. I have been always enamored, even as a little girl, with things that sparkle. I love the Cinderella story when the fairy godmother comes and she just kind of whips her into this like circle of sparkle, and then she turns into this beautiful princess. I am a girl, and I really am drawn to and love things like that. When I was growing up, my father, when I was very young, was a pastor, and he did not believe in allowing his kids to believe in Santa Claus. He did not want us, kind of looking forward to Christmas morning with all the presents. Like, that's, he didn't want Christmas to be about that. But my grandfather was very much into the whole Santa thing. He would dress up as Santa for our family parties. And he would say to my dad, "There's so little magic in the world. Let them enjoy it while they're young." And so I just kind of grew up with these conflicting ways of looking at the Christmas season. And then we had this wonderful women's luncheon at my church the other day, and this came up, and I was kind of sharing with them what I just shared with you. And we were talking about Santa versus Christ and just the contrast that we tend to focus on in this holiday season. So that's just sort of the preface to say that there are miracles that come from heaven every day. Miracles that if we are open and we open our hearts and we are willing to kind of take our eyes off of the negative and look for the positive, we see miracles around us every day. And I think that it's not so much that we're looking for a man in a red suit as much as what he represents, which is that childlike belief in the impossible, childlike belief in dreams coming true and wishes coming true. And this is what is available to us in Jesus. Not that he's some celestial Santa Claus. I don't mean it like that. But everything that we are sort of looking for in the secular world, you know, hope and meaning and promises that we can look forward to being kept, all of that we actually find in the miracles of Jesus. So once I kind of came out of the secular world, which I was very immersed in for a long time, I just didn't get it. And then I kind of came over into the more biblical worldview, and I've been walking that out, and I'm continuing to learn to walk that out. I haven't arrived by any stretch, but I'm seeing that all the things we crave for and chase in the secular world are actually what are available to us in such bigger and better and more beautiful ways when we walk out the biblical worldview and we actually gravitate toward the love of Jesus. I'm going to show you this graphic here. This is such a wonderful graphic that shows what I'm talking about. In the world, we're clinging to these things that we think are important. We love it, right? We love maybe this man that we're holding on to that's not good for us, or we love this career path that we've chosen that really doesn't bring us joy. It just sort of fulfills some ego that we have, ego need that we have. We're holding on to these things, right? Maybe we're holding on to the past, or maybe we're holding on to some trauma that we endured because it has become our identity. Maybe some dream that we have, we're hanging on to so tight, like we're clenching it, right? When Jesus is saying, "If you'll just trust me," and he's holding out his hand, "If you'll just take my hand, I have something so much better to show you, but you have to trust first. You have to take my hand first. You have to be willing to set that down and trust me that what I have for you is so much better." Well, friends, ladies, I am here to tell you that that is one promise that you can count on. You can take that one to the bank. You can take that one to the grave. I mean, that is the absolute truth. Whatever we're holding on to in this world is nothing compared to what he gives us when we walk out his word, when we walk out his worldview. The other thought that I'd like to add to complement this idea today is the celebration of humanity made in God's image, that you are a miracle. I mean, we have individual fingerprints. Nobody in the world has the same fingerprints as you. Our hearts beat every day with no batteries, with no plug-in socket. I mean, we are incredibly, incredibly and wonderfully made. God said we are knitted together in our mother's womb. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So with all our frailties, he also loves us and values us and cherishes us so, so much. But this story just came to my mind that I'll share with you, that this couple wandered into, and this is just kind of to equate what I'm talking about your value in him. This couple comes into this ceramic shop and they're kind of wandering down the aisles, and up on the top shelf in the very back, this one thing catches the woman's eye. And so she asks the owner to take it down, and she's admiring it. And it's this beautiful teapot. And she's just looking at it. She's just looking at the workmanship, the craftsmanship that went into this. And she's, you know, it's unique designs and beautiful paint and just a beautiful, beautiful masterpiece. And it begins to talk to her. It kind of freaks her out a little bit. It starts to talk to her. And it says, you know, I wasn't always beautiful. I wasn't always a masterpiece. I started out as this lump of clay. And this guy comes into the room one day and he picks me up and he starts mashing me and pushing me. And it was uncomfortable. And then he starts to kind of, you know, mold me. And that was really, really uncomfortable. And then he puts me into this fire and just stands at the little door with the little window and just watches me burn. Just stands there and watch, like he lets me go through this horrible pain and just stands there and watches me. And I'm begging and begging to come out. And he's like, not yet, not yet. Finally, the fire stops. He comes and gets me out of that. And I'm pretty upset about it. Sits me up on a table to cool and leaves. He comes back again. He picks me up. He starts playing with me again, pushing me again, starts painting all this stuff on me that really stinks. It smells terrible, and puts me in this fire, not only the fire, but a fire twice as hot as the one before. And then just stands there in the little window and watches me burn. Just watches me burn. Finally comes in and gets me. And now I'm really mad, right? I don't ever want to see this guy again. Sits me on a table, walks away. And I finally, just about the time that I get cooled off, he finally comes back in and does a few more little things to me, which, you know, irritating, but weren't as painful as before. And then he lifts up a mirror and I get to see myself for the first time. And I am this incredible, gorgeous masterpiece. The one that you're holding in your hand right now. And I love that teapot story because that's so much what Jesus does to us. Like, we have to be refined and tested and purified through fire, through trials in our life and through painful experiences. This is where we get to know the heart of God. This is where he molds us and shapes us into more and more like his image, more and more into that masterpiece. So we are miracles. We are masterpieces. We are forgiven. We are blessed. We have incredible inheritance to look forward to. But we've got to choose him every day. We've got to walk out his ways every day and make sure that we are focused on him and that we are choosing the path of biblical worldview versus secular worldview. Hope that helps you today. You are a miracle. Let me pray with you. Father God, thank you so much for this beautiful woman who's watching today. Lord, let her know, like give her a revelation today of how valuable she is to you, the masterpiece that she is, Lord. Lord, you are so faithful and so good. And Lord, she can rest in you today and rest in knowing that she is yours, Lord. She is yours. And Lord, that she can look back on her life and be grateful for what you have already done in her, Lord, instead of focusing on how far she has to go. We thank you, Lord, for this season. We thank you for these little trinkets, Lord, you're putting in our hearts, and we love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You are a miracle. I'll see you tomorrow. Lady up.